This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. We were just in Oldham and we heard the very sad news about what happened in Finsbury Park. The terrorist attack that took place in Finsbury Park last night. First of all, let me use the same language that our Prime Minister used after the bridge attack. London Bridge attacks. She said enough is enough. So is she going to use the same language now, saying enough is enough? To what? To those who are radicalizing non-Muslims against Muslims, including many elements from the government. They are radicalizing non-Muslims against Muslims by targeting Muslims, alienating Muslims, calling Muslims names, calling to stop extremism spreading, as they say, by mosques, by hate preachers, by madrasa systems, and by other Muslim activities. Why don't we say the same thing about the non-Muslims? We have seen after the London attacks that there were some, I don't want to be racist and use, say, white racists who were promoting hatred and actually promoting violence against Muslims. We have all seen that. Have they called them hate preachers? Have they arrested them? Have they put their pictures as they put the pictures of some Muslims who may say things that the wider community might disagree with? Have they put their pictures and calling them hate preachers and extremists and so on? No. The reality is no. So why don't we say enough is enough regarding this institutionalized discrimination and targeting Muslims? Why don't we say enough is enough? So this is the first message that has to be said. Now maybe this person tends to be mentally ill or maybe whatever. But I am talking about the immediate response of the government, of the media. The media, none of the media outlets called this as a terrorist attack. Okay? A few hours now, none has said that. But all media outlets, I think all media outlets called the terrorist attack in London Bridge, immediately they called it terrorist attacks because they knew that the Muslims, or there was actually, they didn't know, but they suspected that those who did it were Muslims. But now the standard is different. This double standards will add to the problem, will add to the severity of the problem, and will alienate Muslims more. Anyway, apart from this, we need to say enough is enough. Okay, why? Because if the British society, the European society actually, is divided, then everyone will suffer. Everyone will suffer. We have said a clear message before that we don't want the terrorists, whether they are from Muslims or non-Muslims, to divide us. We live in one boat. If we are divided, then the boat will sink. That was my message after the London attacks. So we have to be careful and we have to say enough is enough. This is a very important message that has to be passed to the government, to the media outlets, and to the wider non-Muslim society. Now, for our Muslim brothers and sisters, we need to say to them, we have to be careful not to be divided. Because wallahi, if sectarianism starts, then the whole country will suffer from that. And we as Muslims will be victims of that. And non-Muslims also will be victims of that. It is not conducive for any of us. Okay? So we have to be careful. Another important message for our brothers and sisters, just be strong, don't panic. Okay, we Muslims are strong. الله جل وعلا سيد ان ذا قرآن لتبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولا تسمعون من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا. You will be tested in your life, in your wealth, and you will be tested. And Allah جل وعلا said that you will hear from the disbelievers أذى كثيرا, a lot of harm. But Allah جل وعلا said وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا. If you have patience and have taqwa, then whatever they plot will not harm you. My brothers, my sisters, stay strong. We are Muslims, we are strong. The other thing, we should not lower ourselves. We have superior morality. We have high morality. We follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't take revenge. Yes, we don't act based on emotions. We act based on Sharia and the akhlaq of Sharia, the akhlaq of Islam, which is the highest standards or highest standard of akhlaq. This is another important message that we have to observe. My condolences, of course, to all those who passed away. May Allah Jalla wa'ala have rahmah on them. Good news maybe for them and for their families that they have died in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, and they were killed actually in those last 10 nights of Ramadan when they were worshipping Allah Jalla wa'ala. Maybe some of them were doing sujood, maybe some of them just finished the Taraweeh prayer in the last part of the night. So condolences from one side, but alhamdulillah they died in a very good situation. May Allah Jalla wa'ala have rahmah on them. We need now to have so many activities to support them, to support their families, as we have done with the West London fire. Also, it is important to remember, my dear respected brothers and sisters, before that, I would like to mention something, okay, another important point to the government in particular, and I want our brothers and sisters to raise this issue. Now, many people have said, and I went to the protest regarding the West London fire, okay? And I have seen so many people, Muslims, okay, who attended that protest. They said, they confirmed that maybe 70% of the Grenfell tower or block, they were Muslims. And many of them are talking about revenge, that the police deliberately did not help the situation, deliberately. Now that accusation has to be cleared and has to be clarified, okay, by the police, by the government, okay. Now that accusation might be seen as a strong accusation now by so many Muslims when they see that, look, in this terrorist attack, Finsbury Park, the police did not respond except, according to some brothers who were there, except after half an hour or so. Yes? Why even the treatment is different? Are they taking revenge? These questions have to be answered and clarified before we turn against each other. Okay? And again, we have to be careful of sectarianism. If it starts in any country, then all will suffer, all will be victims of that. Anyway, may Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us all. And remember, brothers and sisters, that Allah Jalla wa'ala is the protector. Allah is the hafiz. Make sure you say your adhkar daily morning, daily evening adhkar, etc. when you leave your house. But don't be afraid. Remain strong. We are Muslims. We put our trust in Allah Jalla wa'ala, and then after that we just keep going. Alhamdulillah, sad news, however, just smile and say Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair.